it's there's not a specific time limit assigned right now, but it is something that the secretary is going to continue to look at. If you know, certainly if not weekly, then even daily, to make sure that it's still the appropriate tether to have these troops on.
You mentioned that they would be in support of this NATO mission. Is there any point where they would be under a NATO commander, or would General Waltz be wearing a different hat potentially when he takes command of them?
Well, I couldn't get into specific command and control here. Again, the response force hasn't been activated. But you're right, General Walters is the Supreme Allied Commander in Europe, the head NATO commander. So ultimately, they would all be reporting up underneath him. But what the exact chain of command would be, it's difficult for me to say when they haven't even been activated. Let me go back here. Let's see. Kelly Meyer from News Nation.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. I know we kept talking here and saying diplomacy is not dead here, but with the U.S. now preparing to send troops to allies on the eastern flank, is this just further agitating Russia? And we're telling diplomats' families to leave and Americans to leave. So is this moving on from the diplomatic effort to preparing for the situation?
No. Again, what we're telling these units to do is to be ready to go on a shorter timeline than what they were before. We are not deploying them now. We are not saying diplomacy is dead. You heard Secretary Blinken talk about this on Sunday in many outlets that he still believes there is room for discussion and dialogue. I said that myself in my opening statement. We absolutely still believe that there's time and space for that. And frankly, the Department of Defense fully supports that as being the way forward here, the way to a solution that de-escalates the tensions. But it would be irresponsible if, given the indications that we have, that there is no intent by the Russians right now to de-escalate, and given that it takes a matter of time to get units more ready to go on a shorter time frame, it would be irresponsible if we didn't think about making sure that they had plenty of time to prepare. And that's all we're doing at this point. Let's see. John Turpak.
Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Sure, I got you.
Okay. So to activate something like this, you probably need to have the Air Force in place. Have you increased the number of tankers at Mildenhall or throughout Europe? And do you anticipate that there could be a bomber task force deployment to Europe in the near future?
I mean, I refer you to UCOM for things like bomber task force plans. I don't have specific things to talk about like that today. And again, please remember what this is about. This is about placing units on a heightened alert. It does not mean that they're going to be jumping on gray tails tomorrow and leaving. Obviously, if there's a need for additional air transport, you know, we'll deal with that. Transcom is certainly, Transportation Command, sorry, is tracking these prepared to deploy orders and will obviously be postured as appropriate to support if needed, but that's if needed. All we're doing at this point is placing these units on a heightened alert posture. Tom Switeri.
Hey, thanks, Sean. Good afternoon. Is NATO, in NATO's support of its eastern members as well as Ukraine, is that support more complicated today because of General Waters and UConn are prepared? There's not one, but now several folder gaps on possible invasion routes.
I'm going to try repeating your question because I'm not sure I totally got it, Tom. Are you talking about evacuation routes of Americans leaving Ukraine, and is that harder to do now? Is that,
can you hear me okay? Can you hear me now?
I got your question.
Okay, let me repeat it. Is the preparations by NATO and more complicated now for the Eastern members of Ukraine? Because unlike in the Cold War, when there was only one folder gap, there are now more than one folder gap.
I would just say, without getting into a historical comparison, and it's usually not useful to go back into history and try to find exact comparisons, the actions that Russia appears to be taking to threaten its neighbor further and to violate, potentially violate further Ukraine's territorial integrity, certainly make things more tense on the European continent writ large. What I can tell you is that we remain committed to the alliance, and we absolutely remain committed to bolstering the capabilities of our NATO's eastern flank to the degree that they desire that extra support. It's not about. I don't think anybody wants to see another war in the European continent, and there's no reason why that has to occur. This could be solved very easily by the Russians de-escalating, by moving some of these forces away, which they haven't done. And so NATO, as a defensive alliance, and it is a defensive alliance, has a responsibility to its members to make sure that they're able to defend themselves if needed. And that's the spirit in which the Secretary has made these early heightened alert decisions, Jen.
Clarification, if NATO is a defensive alliance and these troops, if they are activated, are defensive and therefore frontline NATO states, how does this protect Ukraine? How does it stop Putin from going into Ukraine?
It's designed to reassure our NATO allies, Jen. It's designed to reassure our NATO allies. And
how does it protect Ukraine?
Jen, it sends a very clear signal to Mr. Putin. That we take our responsibilities to NATO seriously. And we are also working inside the international community to implement severe consequences for Mr. Putin if he were to go again into Ukraine. Largely those are of an economic consequences. So I get where your question is. I'm trying to be very clear. This gets to Barbara's question about what success looked like. We obviously don't want to see another incursion in. We're using lots of levers to try to communicate why that would be a bad thing for Russia to do. But number two, and it's not an insignificant number two, is to make sure that NATO stays unified and that NATO, our allies, are able to defend themselves. And that is what this decision is all about. It's about putting these forces on a hyper alert in case NATO needs them.
Process by which this NATO response force is activated? Does there have to be a meeting? Is it a political decision, or is it just a tactical military decision? What is it?
I mean, well, it's a NATO decision, David. I prefer you to NATO to go through the puts and takes of exactly how that decision gets made. I'm sure it's going to have to be one where all the allies are consulted, and you know, it's a political military thing. I think I better just refer you to NATO on the specifics of it, about how they activate the NRI. I'm going to refer you to NATO. I'm going to refer you to NATO. Yeah.
John, two questions. One is, what kind of action would spark an order to deploy? What would be seen that could lead to a deployment?
Well, as I said, the vast majority of these troops that we put on prepare to deploy are to support the NRF, the NATO Response Force. And so, what would engender a deployment order to them would be a decision by NATO to activate the NRF.
Say what might activate the new NRF?
Again, that's a NATO decision. Again, please keep this in context. This is our contribution to the NATO response force. I won't speak for the alliance. I'd refer you to NATO to speak to how and what a decision to activate is made and under what circumstances they would make it. Our job is to make sure that...
Well, to be honest with you, I wouldn't pass it. I wouldn't. But if they pass it, they pass it, but we can't impose it. My opinion would be not to, because we can't do anything about it. If we put it in our deed restrictions that we're doing this, it's going to be just a slap out of the hand. You could approve it, but you can't enforce it. You can't enforce it. My advice is not to approve it. That's my advice. Because in the long run, it's a useless piece of paper. But it's not my decision. It is the board's decision.
Oh, yeah.
So I will speak on the behalf of the reason why, and you've stated before that he's made approvals and then you had to go around and you had to redact his statement. So that's something that happens, and it's nothing that we can do about it. But if it's approved, it's something that can't be enforced. And nothing gets done. Just present your topic. That's all you can do is present it. That's a lot of work finished, and congratulations on that. You should be feeling good about that. Well, you should, because it was a lot of work for the committee. Yes, and you should be feeling good about it.
Testing. This will be a test to see how many people are paying attention. Okay, that's raise one. Right that's hand. One. Thank you.
Raise your right hand if you're paying attention.
So you got to get over to Ask Pro Shop?
Yeah, have to get over to there. We went up to that one on the side. So we got two more vacations.
You do?
One a 3-day, one a 4-day.
That is tough, man. That is very tough. Jesus, that is very tough.
Yeah. We didn't get a cruise out of that, though.
Yeah.
No.
You
can't have everything.
No. That's when you get a Friday night stay. Two nights stay and a cruise. 3, 4, 5 nights. Bob Scherer. Thank you.
Can I have your attention a second? Hello.
Hello.
Brevard County said the COVID has dropped off considerably. So we are going to have masks optional in this building.
I hate to be.
And all the old masks get recycled.
Oh, hit and run? Oh, wow. Wow, we were rear-ended. Six and a half hours in a hallway. Yeah, it's tough. I'm not better. I see my back doctor on Wednesday. They're going to do MRIs because I just had my neck surgery, and I ended up with whiplash. And so I've got like a hot poker going from my brain down to my butt. I know.
But you gotta get
so, we'll be okay.
I'll come here. Okay.
Thank you.
St. John's River District. How to beautify your lawns.
Testing, testing. Testing, 1, 2, 4. Okay.
What?
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me?
Hello. Oh, good. You hear me?
At the moment, all four of them are sharing one room in his mother's home.
Are you warm enough?
Yeah, I was in an accident, auto accident, Friday night. We were rear-ended, so I'm in a lot of pain.
Who ordered the winner for us? Anybody out there put their mark on it? I didn't either.
I just gave Sherry the paper of the Medicare. That will take care of it.
Is that right?
You spray it on.
They know. They took me to the hospital in the back. I have had X-rays and stuff, but I have hardware in my neck and my back.
Once a month,
where I was, I just had neck surgery. Obviously.
You know what? Where it's
supposed
to come from? This stuff. The solar panels.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, right. Yeah. I
the
see the doctor Wednesday.
It's dark and wet. You're always going to get it. It's not
yeah, he's here in
this
town.
This stuff works for a month. That's science. So you spray it on, it lasts at least for a month. It works for a month, put it that way.
Is that on here?
No, I gave it to Sherry.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Because we used to use it for the housing department.
Yeah.
You know how they put those blankets over their walls and stuff? You know?
Yes.
What happens is, okay, you've got the heat or the cold. Either way, holding it in between there, and then it's sweat, and you get mold, your mildew, whatever you want to call it. You're not supposed to call it mold.
I didn't think that this stuff is mold at all.
But you spray it on, I guarantee you, you spray this stuff on there.
Okay, well, that's cool, man.
I just gave her the paper on it. Had to go to a class on it to use it.
Okay.
That's serious. Yeah. To go to a class to use.
They have stuff over at Lowe's or some stuff, but it's diluted already. The stuff that I got was pure, and they mixed it with that.
So it's concentrated.
How you want it. How strong you wanted it.
Okay.
Here you.
Oh, that works. Ah.
I can hear you.
The meeting is called to order. The Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreational District is called to order on this date of January 24th, 2022. The invocation will be given by Becky Ernest. Amen. Amen. Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Thank you. Chairman Richard Brooks.
Here.
First Vice Chairman Karen Allen.
Here.
Second Vice Chairman Gary Vincent.
Here.
Secretary Carol Summers. Present. Assistant Secretary Paul Goblick.
Here.
Keith Richter, Treasurer.
Here.
Assistant Treasurer Mark Boda.
Here. Joining us on
present.
He's on Zoom. He's on. Trustee Terry Steimer.
Here.
And we are joined this evening by our district manager, Cherie Morris.
Mark called me earlier today and said that he wasn't going to be able to make the meeting. After he hung up, I looked up and tried to find where it said that a trustee could not participate through a telecommunication system. A letter from the governor to the attorney general says that it is allowable as long as it is a physical quorum at the meeting. There's somewhere along the line this is. Mark later looked up the same information. I looked to see if this was a motion made. I could find no records of it. Therefore, I'm making a decision that in this situation, a board member can participate in this meeting because everything we can find says it's good. Bruce, this is not up for discussion. That is, it is not a state law that he cannot participate. You'll have to show me the law, and then I'll agree with it. One of the things we need to clear up is that respect the office area. You go to the window. And if they want to invite you into the office area, they will. If not, if you don't have permission, please don't enter. All requests for public records must be in compliance with the Sunshine Laws. Reading a letter into the minutes, which happened a few weeks ago, if you want it in the minutes, you must provide us with a copy of it before you read it. Because as part of the minutes, it has to be attached. We're not saying you can't read it. Don't misunderstand me. If you don't want to read a letter into the minutes, fine. Do it verbatim. Adding to the agenda today is the HPPOA report. It was left off the agenda. Also left off the agenda after I talked to Karen is a request by Larry Jones to be put on the agenda. If he wishes to speak, he can speak in the public comment section. I've had a lot of compliments on how the meeting went last time, and I thank you, but I want you to understand when you're thanking me, you're thanking this team, every one of them is an important part of it. Let me use it as an analogy, as an orchestra. If the chairman is the conductor and nobody's here, it means nothing. If our treasurer is the brass, it's a brass band. But if we have the wings and or the wind, yeah, the strings over here, plus all the other stuff, we work as a team and we can make good music. Okay, that's pretty much what I have. Approval of the minutes of the meeting for January 10th, 1922. I'm sorry? What did I say? I'm old. What do you want?
I move we accept the minutes.
I have an addition that I would like a correction.
I second it.
You accepted it as a stance?
No, no. Well, we have to put a second, then you can discuss it.
Okay.
No, you want?
I can discuss it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sent an email to all the trustees asking them to read the minutes and then please review the audio. I'll read what I sent to them. I will provide you the times to start listening. The reason for this is I'm going to ask for the following corrections. Starting at 1:40, that's 1 hour and 40 minutes, Mark spoke about why do we not have a full board since the resident question. He would also like to understand the reason for not sitting a full board when there was somebody who submitted a letter of intent. The change that I wish is Mark also stated that the board should reconsider this person. And at 1:42, instead of state Mr. Brooks, I would like to see the chairman. This is something that has been offered in the past. It should be continued. Starting at 1:45, Carol Summers stated, I agree with Mark. And then she gave her reasons why the board should consider giving this person a place on the board. What she had originally said in there was that we had a discussion. We didn't. The board did not discuss it at that point. Carol brought it up. We listened to her. That's my comments.
I guess I would like to table the minutes in the fact that I'd like to see this in writing. You know, and it's too much to stick in, I think, right here. Do you think?
Didn't I send you an email?
I just thought we were supposed to listen to it. You want to put that right in or what you wrote.
Okay.
Okay, right. I understand.
Your question is you'd like to table it?
Not if you're going to replace or just stick it in somewhere like you wrote it. That's fine.
Yep. That's okay with me.
Mark Boda wants to speak.
Mark?
I agree. That was done during the public or during trustee comments. It was not a discussion. My understanding of a discussion is an item is placed on the agenda. It has a first and second motion, and then the item is discussed. That's when discussion comes into play. These were simply comments that were made at the end of the meeting.
So the statement itself, it says it was then discussed that we should reconsider this person could be completely dropped. My comments or the comments from any other person during that time doesn't necessarily need to be in the minutes because the minutes only should reflect the question that was asked, the response from the person that the question was asked to, and so the bottom portion could be completely removed and you don't need anything other than that removal.
Yes.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. If you read Robert's Rules of Order, if you know procedure, discussion is not part of minutes. The only thing that belongs in minutes is a motion made, a motion seconded, and what the disposition of it is. It either passes or it fails. The discussion is not part of the minutes.
Thank you.
And that's correct. That is why I didn't put that portion of the discussion in there, just that there was additional discussion.
It wasn't a discussion.
Okay.
So if it would be beneficial, I would like to ask that you accept the correction of removing the portion that says it was then discussed that we should reconsider this person to the end of that statement. Just remove it completely. It isn't necessary to be there, and I would agree to that.
Okay, and I agree with that too. Do we have to make a motion on that? Do we have to make a motion on that, Carol?
They need to amend their motion to accept the change.
I'll step down. Someone else can make the motion.
I'll make the motion to make the omission of the statement and then accept them, then pass the minutes.
I'll second that motion then.
All in favor? Looks like everybody, Carol. Looks like everybody. Bruce, going back, if you have that ruling or that law that says that, I would appreciate it because we could not find anything on the use of Zoom. Okay. All right. Moving on. Treasurer's report.
Okay, I hope.
Pardon?
Did you call for a vote?
Yes, we did.
You did call for a vote on the motion. The motion carried 8 yes, no, 0.
Treasurer's report. Everybody should have got the summary of the report or got off. It was on the table. Basically, the same budget of $1,330,808. Income in December was $522,653. Total expenses for that month was $73,431. Net ordinary income, we had $449,222 more than we spent. Again, that seems like a lot, but again, we're in the first month, so it's going to be way ahead. Year to date, as the budget goes, total income right now so far has been $991,387. Anticipated income still to come in is $339,421. Therefore, 74.5% of the budget is in. As you can see, 75% is quite a bit more than the 25% if it was all divided up equally. If we coming in equally at 3 months, 1/4 of it would be in, or 25%. But because everything's always ahead and then catches up later, it's almost 75%. Total expenses are $413,186. Anticipated expenses still to come are $917,622. Therefore, our percentage of spending right now is at 31, which is a little above where we should be. But a lot of that, again, is from the sidewalks that we had done earlier. The balance, a total of the bank accounts, is $1,691,220.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the report as presented and file for audit.
I second it. All in favor, raise your right hand.
Vote was 8-0.
8-0.
Carried.
District manager's report. First, by the way, just quickly, she did turn in a paper that shows that she was cleared.
First, I'd like to say it's great to be back. It was a hell of a 2 weeks. I think I took 3 steps forward and felt great. And then 2 days back again and then three steps forward. It was the weirdest thing I'd ever experienced in my life. But I survived, and I'm really happy to have my life back. A little brain fog here and there, but I'm doing just fine. Thank you. The gate arm, as you can see, has been replaced. Mr. Robertson has been given the invoice for $800, which he will pay in full. The other arm is going to be in the storage compound as a backup. It's functional, but the end, as you had noticed, is twisted. So it's just an aesthetic thing. It works fine. It's so we'll use that in case of emergency. The counter for the cabinets in the lobby will be here on February 4th. That's a Friday. So Kay had offered to pick out some of the colors for the sink and so forth. So we'll be working on that. The palms, the Australian pines, and the pepper trees have all been trimmed at the storage compound. It looks really good. The heaters are back working in the hot pool. O'Galley Electric replaced four breakers and some rusted wiring. So we're hoping that with the new guts in the heaters, that the flow will be a lot smoother. Flawless Lawn Service has cleared the cement ditch from the storage compound toward Blossom. I didn't check it because I got in a little bit later this afternoon, but they should be finished by this week. Terry and I met with a subcontractor to check the drainage ditches behind the clubhouse to the Melbourne Tillman Canal. Terry will be meeting with Bob Addy this week to address the areas where the water is backed up. Maintenance staff has power washed the deck. This is a continual preventative maintenance project and will continue to be power washed on a regular basis until we can find a product that can help control the dirt, etc. One measure we will be taking is to replace the bottom plants with some nice silk ferns or something similar. Some of the runoff from those six plants, I believe when they're watered, some of the dirt, anything will help. So we're going to get rid of those, and that should be a little bit easier to maintain. Three more palm trees were planted at the bocce courts. We will be landscaping between the trees on both sides. And then at the end of each court, we will be putting in some pavers to make it easily accessible. This will be done in-house. We will be spreading the coquina stone, which we had purchased initially to put in the bocce courts. So we're going to use that as the fill between the trees. We probably don't have enough, but we'll get a little bit more. So in between the trees, there'll be little plants and the coquina stone. So it's really going to look pretty. Once we get those in, then we can put the fence up behind that storage building for the bocce materials. I did return to the office this week. Oh, I just want to make, I'm sorry, I forgot a thing. A small palm tree was donated to the park. Dwayne planted it in the island at the entrance to the park. It looks really nice. I returned to the office last week with a doctor's prescription. I did work the week. I was tired and working from home, it's great to be back. And I want to commend all the staff. They were fabulous. In my absence, everything ran smoothly. We were on top of everything. We kept a good handle, a good firm grip on the mechanics of the park, maintenance. So we didn't skip a beat. So I am very fortunate to have such a great staff. I want to really thank them a lot. One more thing that I forgot to mention as well is we finally got an ice scooper. I know it sounds silly, but people have been using pots and pans, ladles, anything they could find. There is an actual ice scoop, and we put a holder on the side of the machine. So when you go in there to get ice next time, it'll be a nice experience. Thank you.
Thank you, Cherie. I guess we are ready for a proposal on the fine system for ACC violations. Any trustee comments? Public comments, Bruce? You want to?
Can I have 10 seconds before? The deed restrictions are recorded. Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Our committee did the fine structure, revamped the fine structure about 4 months ago, and we had to wait till the deed restrictions were done. You have in front of you the new copy of the fine structure, which has been updated. The original fine structure, I think, was done in 2019. So I've also been informed that we can't enforce this. But I still think we should pass it regardless and let it go from there.
Who said you can't enforce it, if I may ask?
I did some research, and I didn't tell them we can enforce it. Holiday Park, Park Recreation, our sister company, has a fine system as well and got involved in some issues with it. And I found this as per the Attorney General from the state of Florida. Section 18, Article 1, State Constitution prohibits the board from imposing any penalty for violations of any rule adopted or promulgated by the board. Section 18, Article 1, State Constitution provides that no administrative agency shall impose a sentence of imprisonment, nor shall it impose any other penalty except as provided by Florida state law. And this is according to the Attorney General. Now, we can approve this, but legally we cannot enforce it. And that is as per the state Attorney General. I can't answer that.
I think we should pass it, put it in the hands of the attorney, and let it go from there. That's my opinion. Right.
I think you're right.
This was from a ruling to the other park. That's the only reason I found it, was because it was to the other park. But if they still do the fines and they get away with it, then they haven't gotten caught. But yeah.
Basically, we changed very, very little in the original fine structure. The biggest thing was we did away with the 30-day, 30-day, 21. So it's pretty much the same thing that was passed by the board. What's that? You did have input. I'm sorry.
Okay, whoa. Hang on here. Ron, if you want to speak, please come up.
We basically did not, very little of the fines were changed. We just revamped a few things and dropped the 30-day, 30-day, 21-day. Other than that, pretty much it's exactly the same. The deed restrictions now say 30 days. There's no more 30, 30, and 21, which is why we had to change it.
And I would leave that to the discretion of ACC. What we don't know won't hurt us.
Okay. Yeah, Ron Foote, 214 Holiday Park. You know, I'm getting a little tired of the board and this clown back here. Change the rules.
Let's be respectful, please.
And I'm trying to be respectful, but I wouldn't be respected when I was even asked about these damn rules. Yeah. They should have come to our committee and got our input. I've been spending 6 months or more screwing around with these stupid rules. Now you see I can't enforce them. They changed the rules on about the 30 days and 30 and 20 and 21, and nobody informed us. This is a lot of baloney.
You were not part of?
Did not have a word on it at all. And you change the deed restrictions, you should ask the ACC. But, oh, no, don't ask us anything. We don't know anything. But we can go around for 4 to 5 hours a day checking on houses. You know, thanks a lot for the help. I appreciate it.
Ron, I can understand your frustration. But we are going to still vote upon this. You agree, Carol?
Yeah, you can vote upon it if a motion is made to accept them. But there's. Do you have a copy of them? Do you want a copy? Would you like this copy? You're more than welcome to it.
I make a motion. We table voting on this until all the residents have a copy, at least, and have had a chance to review it.
Mr. I second.
Boda has his hand up. Mr.
Boda. Mark?
I second that motion.
All in favor of tabling this?
Might I make a comment, Chair?
Sure, you can.
I think the purpose of the ACC and all this extensive work they've been doing for since June, I think, is to improve this park. And their mission has accomplished a lot without any fines yet. Their purpose isn't to fine people, but to improve the park and avoid fines if possible with reasonable residents, cooperation by the residents, and enough time to take care of stuff. So, Ron, and all of you on the ACC, please don't feel like because fines aren't being imposed that you've wasted your time, because you've made this park better. No question about it, it's better.
Can I make a comment also, please? Can I make a comment? I do receive some of those, but I don't think of them as when I'm going to pay a fine or not. I think of these people, ACC, as good neighbors who are watching my place and keeping me informed of things that needs to be fixed so I can keep a nice unit and it's taken care of. I mean, I miss some stuff, and I appreciate the fact when I get these letters and know that there is something that I can fix that will make the park be better. And that, to me, is 90% of what we should be looking at for these deed restrictions and stuff like that. And the ACC coming around as good neighbors that are trying to keep us as a park in good shape, plus keep us as owners or renters having a good unit that we may slip up on. Okay. That's what I really appreciate the ACC, because they really do cooperate too. And we needed to cooperate with them by when we're doing something to let them know, even if you don't need a permit or whatever, you should let them know that this is happening. And you don't need to tell the ACC, but at least tell the office, hey, we're doing this. And they'll drop a note to the ACC or something, just so they can keep ahead of things and they aren't caught by surprise. Just respectful.
And I can't even begin to tell you their worth to us in the office. It has saved us so much time. It's really helped the park. Even after just the time that I'd been away from the park and I came back, it was like looking at a whole different, scenario. And it's worked. You guys, it's been effective. And it's really, really helped the office a lot. Really can't thank you enough.
And don't forget, you made it so the mailman knew where I lived. Yeah, I had the numbers on backwards. I'm old.
Okay,
so then we'll just move on. Mm-hmm. We're going to review what I call the stage one assignments. Yes, we did vote.
We
did vote to table. The vote was 8-0.
But
so the vote to table was approved.
But we also table it so people could get a copy, at least look at it, so everybody kind of knows what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll make sure they're around.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you.
Karen, you want to start with a review on your...
I'm sorry, what?
Do you want to start the review on your... You were looking at ADA information?
I did. I told you last meeting that we were still working on the pool. Carol just gave me some information that she had,
And the office was kind enough to look up Better Business Bureau people. And I'm still on the phone all day between them and the, TV people. My internet's not working. So I've been on the phone trying to figure out why it's not working. And then on the phone with all these people. So they are to call me back, and I'm trying to set up for them to come and give us an estimate to give us an idea what it's going to run.
Good. Thank you. Keith, you've really just had the...
Well, I'm treasurer, so I have some projects. My first project this month, I talked to TD Bank, and we've increased our interest on what we have in the account from 0.3 to 0.4%, We've also increased the fact that they're not holding 10% back. They don't pay anything on, because that's a corporation, but since we're not, they've allowed us to use the 100%. I've tried to go over some of the fees they charge us because we are a corporate. So I've been talking with them, and we've been discussing some of that. Plus our credit card, I'm still working on that because we've spent, 2.5 years now with this TD credit card. And we did it because we're using my credit card now to do this and getting some money back in this. We can get money back from their credit card, too, if we spend a minimum of $100,000 a month. Our biggest problem is we have a limit on our card of $60,000 a month. And so I'm working with that. And so we've kind of set that aside, and maybe we can work some more. But that's my project.
Thank you. Well, Gary upset me.
Oh, yeah. One other thing, too. I got all new signers, got all our signers caught up. Every year I have to do a new sign sheet at the bank to get everybody in and do all that. Oh, you know that, huh? Okay.
Yeah. They had me come up and sign the forms, then called me up and said, oh, you used the wrong forms. And now they went back, and I had an appointment with them. And after 45 minutes, I left. I may be retired, but my time is important to me. Gary had the checking on the mold, and in his zealous, he climbed up on the roof, which really upset me. But we talked about it, and it's okay. And he did a good job. And also knowing Gary just a little bit, if you give him this much, he's going to carry that out to here. And that's what he did, and that's good. Go ahead. Are you red in the face?
Well, my assignment was to find companies or labs that can analyze the black stuff. So when I came up a couple of days after the meeting, realized the pool area that was black had been pressure washed. So I got with the maintenance supervisor, Jose, find out, did they use any pretreatment chemical, which they didn't. And we were looking around, and he showed me the areas that were mostly black because I actually hadn't noticed it prior to the cleaning. And they did a heck of a job cleaning it. And Jose pointed out that we're missing 40 feet of gutter. We have 20 feet by 20 feet in an L shape where you walk under it and in near the showers and stuff. But there's a 40-foot straight that's not there. That allows the runoff to come off the roof. Not the main roof, but there's a lower section of the roof, and it comes off there. And you could see on the drip edge black streaks indicating, something black's coming off the roof. So I was curious. Jose had an additional reason to get up there, offered to get a ladder, and so we went up there. There are 16 rubber 4x10 solar panels used, supposed to be the primary source of heat for the pool. Jose's going to check into it because the valve appears to be closed. So we're just heating with our supplemental heat, our heat pumps out there, which are about 6-7 years old. So they're not real old. They don't need to be replaced. Anyway, underneath all those 16 panels, 640 square feet of rubber panels is black stuff. I could see it by lifting it up just an inch or so. I looked in a few areas. So when it rains, and it did, I was up there on Thursday. On Sunday, as you know, it rained hard. When I came here Monday, the pool area was already turning black again. You could see the crumbles that had washed off the main roof, came off, isn't caught by a gutter. Now, I'm going to strongly recommend we put 40 feet of gutter in, because the other 40 feet runs into a downspout into a French drain that's already been built and has been used for years. So all we got to do is catch it. Do we need to clean up underneath the panels? It would cost several thousand dollars. It's just going to reoccur, but at least we can catch what's running off. And also, I did find three companies, and one of them really impressed me. They sent right over all their state licenses, certifications, list of references, their like their mission statement for the company and whatnot. That company is Sandy Effects Environmental. It's $375 for three samples. It'll be a swab test, a tape test, and an air sample, or one of the previous two if they really can't get anything by the air sample. But they won't just provide that. And they use a third-party laboratory, which is required by law, and they'll provide us with the report, but they'll also provide us with a remediation report, which would recommend what they would do. Of course, we've already done the pressure wash, and it might need to be lightly done again, but a treatment to prevent it from growing so easily is going to be advised as well. So it's my opinion that we should select Sandy Environmental. I've provided the chair and the office with the three companies, but only one really stand out. And so if we're going to test it and get some outside company's advice, I'd select them. They're right in the middle on price. And it might be good to know just what we're dealing with out there.
Yeah, I agree. Once we know that was the object of it, once we know what it is, we can deal with it.
Right.
I would also, I guess, Gary, why don't you and Cherie get together and figure out what the cost and if we can get that guttering up there. That sounds like it's
It's really
a necessity.
Right. Because within the first rain, it ruined some of the pressure washing, what they had accomplished, you know, 3 days later. So that's why Joanne probably never thought it had been cleaned, because it rains so much in Florida. You know, she probably thought, geez, this never gets clean. But it you would have to clean that every week, and it still wouldn't always be clean. Yeah. So
I don't think we, on that low value, I don't think we need a vote.
No, $375. Cherie already has. I provided it to Lori in your absence. And the contact information for Sandy.
Okay, then we shall move on. How about Paul?
Bruce has a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I tried to look the other way.
Bruce Crabb, 440 Neighborly Court. Thank you, Gary, for the work. And sure. We definitely should replace the gutter. Yeah. But I have a question. I don't believe it's black mold. If anybody knows living next to the wall, and I had a house on 123, and I had 32 feet of glass from my Florida room. I had a glass table out there. Yep. In 3 days, I could wipe my hand. It was absolutely black.
Yep.
It's from the tires on 95.
It's from the tires.
We can all go crazy, but that's what it's from. Look at the oranges. You got to wash them off. They're all black.
We're pretty sure that's probably what it is. But the point is, let's make sure for $300 and some that any other comments on this? Nope. Okay, so we're going to work on it.
Well, on
you're
that,
up, Paul.
On that, around the pool and from the roof might be two different things also. It might be the rubber disintegrating from those solar.
Yeah.
And around the pool probably is something different. But I gave Sherry a chemical that we used in the housing department to get rid of it. That works very well. And for the pool, the heaters, the solar heaters, I'm talking to maintenance on it. And hopefully next meeting I'll have something more to say on it.
Okay, that's good. Sheree, do we have service contracts on the heaters?
Do I have them yet?
No, Sheree.
Oh.
No, we don't have a service contract on them, no.
I'm surprised. Okay, thank you.
So, Paul, am I to understand that we have, from what you said, have solar panels, but they're just not working?
There's a switch that has to I talked to maintenance today, and they said they have to talk to somebody to come over and look at it and get an estimate on changing it. Because they said the switch is bad. It's probably not working automatically. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You could probably use it manually, but it's not working. I'm going to go up with them and check it out hopefully tomorrow.
Normally you can feel the two pipes, the one going up and the one coming down from the roof with solar panels. And it should be noticeably warmer when the sun's out, and there is no difference. We don't know how long it hasn't been.
But if it's not running, it's not going to be any different.
No, it was running.
I mean, if the water circulation, if that valve is shut off,
right,
it's not circulating, okay. So you're not going to have two different fields.
When I bought solar panels for myself 25 years ago, they offered me a solar valve that detects sunlight. So when the sun's out, the valve's open. Starts raining, it closes. Nighttime, it closes. It's about a $900 valve. I don't know if we want to buy one like that, but
it would be cheaper than electricity, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
That may be something you want to look into, Paul.
I'm going to check it out.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you, Terry. You with us?
Hey, Terry. How you doing? How many people are on the pool anyway? Or on that sign to the pool?
There wasn't any there today when I walked by.
Okay. So I've got drainage. I know it's pretty doggone boring, but I'll try to lighten it up a little bit so everybody can have a chuckle. I've left a brochure or a readout on 10 tips for creating a beautiful lawn and healthy environment. I got that from St. John's Water Management.
Into the mic.
I got that from St. John's. Did anybody hear anything I said up to then? I left a flyer on the desk up there that tells you 10 ways to beautify your lawn. I got that from St. John's Water Management District. Okay, it's pretty doggone neat. I'm going to try it, not all of it, but some of it. I hope you all will try it on your lawns. We can get some beautiful lawns here. So, back to drainage. It's going to turn out to be a longer process to figure this out. Not that I had planned, because I planned it that I would spend a lot of time on this. But there are a lot of things we need to consider and people we need to talk to. Questions regarding retaining pond elevation, inflow and outflow, the direction the water flows. Don't be fooled in thinking all of the water flows in the same direction all of the time. It doesn't do that. And there are reasons for that happening. Which retaining ponds empty? Which retaining ponds hold water? Where and how and at what cost is maintenance, if any, is required and how much it's going to cost? I contacted St. John's Water Management District. That's over in St. Filippo. Met with an engineer. The idea was to work with them and gain knowledge that they have that I certainly don't have. I'll continue to work this avenue. After going with Sheree and a contractor on a tour of the drains, we picked up on potentially two blocked areas for two retaining ponds. One is behind the bocce ball courts, and one is a ditch running from Moonlight to the development fence. We're going to need some sort of attention for both of them. But we're going to get to that. As it turns out, when we got to the one behind the bocce ball court, the drain pipes we're 3 feet above the water that's in the retaining pond at the bocce ball courts. And Cheryl, however you all know her, came up with some information relative to a potential retaining pond that's built like that. That it may be a real possibility that the water backs up at the retaining pond behind it, especially as a hurricane force raining, and continues to build in that retaining pond, but does not release water to the St. John's place, the St. John's Canal, because of the pipes are bigger. I don't know what reasoning that is, but it was not this one, but there are some that do it on purpose. So we'll be looking into that. I have a meeting with Mr. Addy, who's an engineer here in the park, and we'll be meeting on Wednesday to begin to go through the blueprints and see what we can find out how, when this place was built, if they have them on the blueprints, where the drains and the retaining ponds were located and what their sizes are, what their elevation is, all that kind of stuff. There was a lady girl here named Tracy, who was the project manager. Do you know that a girl named Tracy? Is anybody been here long enough to know a lady named, I guess it was a lady named Tracy, who was project manager. Project manager. Does anybody know a girl who was project manager by the name of Tracy?
For the park?
Development. This is
within the park.
Everything in the development, the same as Cherie does. Do you know a girl named Tracy who used to do it? Okay, that's all I'm asking you. So, what I need to find out, because apparently that particular person did a lot of research on this and a lot of work on these drains. So I need to contact her if anybody could help me in that revenue. Maybe Cherie has paperwork on it.
I'm sure it's in the storage area. She's living somewhere up in the Carolinas or somewhere.
Okay. Well, thanks for all your help on that, y'all.
Sure.
All right. Plus, it was mentioned that Bob Scherer, remember him? Keith turned me on. Apparently, he does some work on it. So we're going to research that avenue. But the first thing that Bob Addy and I are going to do is start on the blueprints. We'll start on them Wednesday, and that's going to be time consuming. But he knows his stuff, Mr. Addy does. So we'll get on in the right direction, and that's where I am today.
So how is the concrete covered ditches? Are we getting the water out of that?
Actually, that's draining up into the drains prior to the turnoff from Holly Park up to the bocce ball courts. That's not draining. And the area prior to the canal is not draining. And then there's another area that's not draining, and that is if you remember what street I said.
That's all right.
My
main concern was where the water was standing. And
that's standing. Now, the question is, everything behind it is not standing.
Yeah.
So why is that standing? There's things we have to figure out.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mark, how about you? You got something?
Not a lot, other than I have looked at the different types of headsets, mics, and they range anywhere from 20 to upwards of $300+, depending on whether they're wireless, Bluetooth. I'm not exactly sure. I was talking with my wife, and she said she thought you were asking me to look into a whole new audio system. And I said I thought it was my impression that we were just looking to see if we could upgrade mics to something that was a little more manageable and usable that everybody could hear from.
All right. Yeah. That's what we want to see about the mics first, I guess. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
I'm going to look into, I'm not that tech savvy with Bluetooth and whether or not, you know, how to hook up wireless vice wired. No. So I'll be looking to get some help with that so that I have a little better not working knowledge of what goes into it.
Do you have somebody picking up your mail here?
No, I don't. Would
you like somebody to drop it off to you?
Yes, and could I get one of those lawn things?
Yes.
Harry.
Hi. Yes.
Thank you.
You are.
That's all I have.
He said the lawn things. My things. Not your things.
Right up there on the table. Our job went off.
Anybody out there got any questions so far? This does pertain to what we're talking about, correct? Okay.
Okay.
Steve Ambrose, 241 Blossom. I noticed the ditch going near Blossom, and that used to always be cleaned out by when we had a staff of workers. They used to, once a year, they'd get in there and shovel all the crap out. If you look at it now, there's a lot of crap in there, and that holds the water back. So I think we don't have the staff now that they used to, but maybe they better look at getting some of the junk out of the...
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate.
Thank you, Steve.
In the contract, Flawless is to do that twice a year. Instead of doing all the ditches throughout the park, they agreed to do from the compound up to Blossom. And when we went out last week, they had gotten up to, I want to say, 164 Holiday Park. And then, remember, Terry, there was that little island?
Yes.
And they had stopped there. And then they said they would be finished by this week, clearing that up to Blossom. So, and that's, to me, from what we've seen, I think that's the worst with the sludge and the vegetation.
Well, the fact that that area can dry is significant because it doesn't dry further up. That's the problem we're having.
Right. But in response to your comment, Steve, that area there is being taken care of by Flawless. And then we had the contractor we went around with who, after you meet with Mr. Addy, maybe we'll get him to clear out the end of Moonlight and also the back pond here. Those two areas before you get into the, you know, hiring a engineer and all that. At least we'll know what we're dealing with. Correct me if I'm wrong, Terry.
Yes. Well, I don't want to hire an engineer since Mr. Addy's an engineer.
I know.
Yeah. Now, if he wants a little extra change, maybe we can figure something out. But other than that.
Jing, jing.
Okay, we ready?
Yes. Carol, are you ready?
Ready for what?
Yep. All right, one of the things that I've been working on behalf of the park, as you all know, was the Spectrum contract. And he had asked me to contact Spectrum and see if they were available to come in and do a presentation to the park. I spoke with Donna Arinciu. If I pronounce her name wrong, I apologize, and I will do that to her face-to-face. Because it's a very difficult name.
Arsenault.
Okay. Anyway, she is available to come speak to us. She is more than willing to come in and do a presentation the 15th, 16th, or 17th of February. She wants to come in during the daytime because that's her work hours. So if you want to set up a time frame, I told her I'd give her a call tomorrow to let her know what date you all decided would be feasible for a special meeting to go over the Spectrum contract so that you know what we're looking at. And I did ask her about the other issues, about the phone lines that we have in the park and the building and everything. Donna strictly works with your Wi-Fi and your cable. She does nothing with your telephones. So if we need to upgrade our telephone services and contracts with Spectrum that must be done separately.
You said 15th, 16th, and 17th?
Uh-huh, of February. She's available of those 3 days.
Yeah, that's a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Well, I didn't commit to a time or a date because of HPPOA.
Some information. Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. There is a ladies' lunch planned in here on February 16th.
So the 16th would be out then for definite. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you, Becky. Before I forget, I thank Becky for doing the invocation. I'm more than willing to let other people do it. I'm not really comfortable doing it, to be honest. I've never been. My mother wanted all three of her boys as altar boys. Guess who wasn't an altar boy? And I can do it, and I will do it, but I also think this just ties us a little better. I will ask people on the board to do it, as well as you folks out there. So if anybody would like to, please feel free to volunteer. So let's set up a date. What's a
what 3 days?
I'm friendly this time. Ron Foot, 214. The ACC has a meeting at 9:30 on the 15th of February. Then we're usually done by 11, so anytime after that would be fine by us. I mean, I just thought I'd let you know.
Okay, that's good. So we have.
So would the room accommodate people after your meeting?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's set up for the.
So okay. What would you think if we were to do it like at 1 o'clock on Tuesday the 15th? Would that be a good time for everybody? I mean, I know it's during the week, but that's her work time frame, and we have to work around her schedule. Would that work with everybody?
Works with me.
What date?
The 15th, which is Tuesday.
Tuesday the 15th of February at 1 o'clock. Would that be a good time for a special meeting to do our Spectrum?
What time did she say?
1:30.
Are we good for the 15th at 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
If that sounds Tuesday. If that sounds feasible to everyone, then I will contact Donna and I will schedule it for Tuesday, February 15th at 1 p.m. And it will be a special meeting only. And the only thing we will discuss would be what they're going to offer to us as our Spectrum contract with our Wi-Fi and our cable. The one thing that I did want to mention to you all is that I was approached by HPPOA, and I have been asked to see if we can consider getting Wi-Fi, a designated Wi-Fi for their office, because when they do presentations and they use the guest system, it drops down quite often and it messes up their meetings. So Moira asked me to see if we could get a dedicated Wi-Fi for their program within our contracts.
Kirill, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
If we sign the contract with Spectrum, say within the next, understanding our contract doesn't expire until next year, if we sign it now, are we locked in then? Will she give us a rate? And will that, you know?
That was my understanding on the way she presented it to me, is that, yes, we will be locked into the rate and it won't go up until it's scheduled to go into their, you know how the contracts work. They go increase a little bit each year. But we would be locked in. And the longer we hold off working on it, the more it's going to become, because prices are climbing and climbing and climbing.
One other thing, Kirill, is I think if you check with the office, HPPOA is billed every month for their own Wi-Fi. So they do get a separate bill for their internet.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. Just Moira asked me. So
yeah, Karen might know more about this. Here we go.
Karen Carrero, 181 Holiday. We only get a bill for a phone. The only Wi-Fi we use is the guest Wi-Fi here, and it's horrible. We pay $35 a month for our telephone only.
Okay,
no Wi-Fi.
I gotcha.
Mark, you got any questions?
No.
Okay. Want to keep you in the loop, buddy.
Thank you.
The other item that I've been asked to work on would be looking at the kitchen and seeing our wish list on doing some repairs and upgrades in the kitchen. And I also spoke with Moira, and we're going to get together and we're going to do a walkthrough with the kitchen and see what items they think that might need to be repaired, replaced, refreshed, renewed, whatever. I know there's a few things because we have a cabinet. You open it and it smells bad. Maybe the cabinet needs to be removed and taken out because it's old or it's gotten wet and developed mold. And even if you can clean it, you still have the smell. So I'm working with her and we will get together and go in there and have a wish list for you all and then have you present your ideas on what you think we may continue with. So that's what I've done.
Thank you, Carol. On Spectrum, when she comes to the meeting, is she probably going to be offering us a plan of some kind?
Yes, she will have a workup of what she's given. I do have information.
Okay. No, that's fine. All I want is will she give us a 2-year, 5-year, 10-year, or just one 10-year like we've had before? I don't expect you to know it. I would like to have a 5-year one because we've been locked into the 10-year one where it goes up 5% every year. So we've increased over 10 years, 50%, more than 50%, because the 5% builds on the other 5%.
So only interested in a 5-year contract?
Well, no, I'm not only interested. I would like to look at some shorter ones if possible. All I'm doing is giving you things that maybe she can come up with, maybe she can't.
All right, I'll ask her tomorrow when I call her.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I guess that leaves me. I was asked to look into the possibility of robocall. That's expensive. And there's not many people. You can't buy. Don't ever type into your computer software for robocalls. You can't get rid of them. But I did find one company that I've asked for more information on, and hopefully they'll send it to us by the time we meet again. Quite honestly, the email blast, yes, I know people don't have it, but people aren't going to answer robocalls either. So I think that some way, if we do an email blast, and then if you know your neighbors don't have email, go knock on their door. But we'll have to look into that too. Those were the items that I was looking at. Everybody, thank you. I appreciate it. Keep looking. We'll talk again. The next thing that I want to talk about is any good business, and this is a business, has to periodically review their procedures, as we did recently. I want to do a review of the office procedures. And in doing some background, I asked Sherry Moore if, with the approval of the board, if she would do that. She has experience in that. What I'm asking for is look at what we got now, see if it's obsolete, get rid of it. If they're doing new things, get a procedure written on it. And just, this is something that should probably go on for a couple months. We don't want to do a lot of interruption of the office and the office employees. But does anybody have an objection if Sherry worked on that?
No. I've already spoken to her, and what I'm going to do, and I apologize, I wasn't able to get in over the weekend. I'm going to make a complete copy. We have actually two procedure books. I'm going to make a copy of each one so that she can go through it with a fine-tooth comb and write all over it suggestions and present it, obviously, to the board when it's finished. But I am going to make a full copy of both procedure manuals. This way she can take her time or whomever is working on it and then discuss it with the gals in the office and see if we can get us into the 21st century.
Okay. She will have to, of course, talk to Lori and them to see if they're doing some. Like, for instance, who's responsible for the updating the COVID on Holiday Park? It's not me. So, but that's something that just slipped through the crack because it's new. That's what we're going to look at.
So, Cheryl Moore, are you willing to work on this project? Then thank you for stepping up to the plate. We appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I got to let her win a few games.
Thank you.
We don't need a motion, right? We're just appointing her to do that, right?
Yes.
No, okay. we do not need a motion.
And I'm also going to be looking at how the complaints are dealt with, what type of procedure is going to be used. I want to also review employee records and similar items over next month. Any information I find, will, as the same with Sherry, we will present it to you for your okay. The last thing I have, well, not the last thing, mowing, lawn mowing. Too many complaints. I've been asked to go look at a couple scalp marks. Now, after I retired, I had a lawn business for a while. I'm surprised. I do not believe these people are cutting at 3.5 inches. I think we need to check and find out why they're, I mean, this is the summertime. It doesn't need to be cut that short. Because now all my yard is strictly weeds. Of course, I never expected to, well, I don't want to say I didn't want it to look like my lawn at home, because I cut other people's lawns, not my own. I'm done. ACC report.
I'll behave, Rick. Round Foot Holiday Park, 214. I'd like to thank the residents for doing the job they've done on the their write-ups that we did. Most of them took it with a grain of salt, and they did it. And Ed Brooks has done a lot of the work in the park, and he's coordinated with the wife and I to let us know who got done and when it got done and if there's any more complaints on the house. And he's taking care of a majority of them, plus the homeowners that came down had called me from up north and said, hey, I won't be there till January 1st. What can I do? And we extended them. And that's why that 30-day, 21 worked good, because there was no fine going to be involved until after 81 days. And this gave the homeowner who wasn't around, and I know they're supposed to have somebody here in the park to oversee their property, but if they didn't have somebody and they were coming down to do it, they aren't going to be in violation. They got rolled up, but it would take until the 81st day before anything could happen to them. And most of them have got the work done now. Some of the stuff that's getting laxed again, because our growing season down here is so good, some people are getting weeds again. I didn't write anybody up for weeds because we're out doing re-inspections, and weeds is something that's just an ongoing thing, and people are just going to have to deal with it on their own. And I appreciate what they've done. We did 520 roughly write-ups. We've done about 380 re-inspections. We have roughly 100 that didn't comply. And we're out, we got like 20 left to do over here at the Keswick area and Borel and like that. But we've gotten the rest of them completed. So I'd appreciate what the people have done, and I think it's looking good. We got two mobiles came in since the last meeting, one over here on Blossom. And we went over and measured it, and it's in the correct spot and all that stuff. And we are going to ask him to move the entrance door to the house from the driveway to the front, which isn't a big deal. I don't think there'll be very much cost involved for them. We had another one come in today at 357 Holiday Park, a two-piece big mobile. It's set on the property, and tomorrow they're going to go down and have us measure and sign off on it on their paperwork, because they've done four and other developments this year, and they got stung on them because they're in the wrong spot. So he wants us, which is part of our job, we're going to be down here tomorrow morning and measure it, make sure it's where it's to be. And then we have 171 Holiday Park over here is one of the city ones, and that's supposed to be coming out this week. And then 420, I believe it is, Holiday Park, down by the new one that just went in, is they're going to take it out, and he's going to put a new one in approximately 2 years, but he's going to reclaim the property and bring it back to being able to be mowed and everything, and he's going to put a new one in roughly 2 years. 340. Okay. Yeah. I knew it was down by the other end there.
And it's 146 and 340 and 171.
I didn't get anything on 146 yet.
They've got a contract. That's why I didn't mention it. But there's a contract on that one, too.
Oh, you mean to buy it, not to take it out yet?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I didn't see that on the internet.
Yeah, the 340 and 171, I needed to check on this. Why I didn't mention it? Because I think the contracts are pending, the sales contracts.
I believe 340 called me today or yesterday, and he said that he's all set, and they're going to.
So then we got
The contract is working over here on Moonlight.
Awesome. So we've got 171 and 146 then. So that leaves only three more of the Palm Bay homes to get rid of.
Go ahead.
Real quick. Moonlight, I saw them tear out. They're just at the tear out. We haven't got anything going in there yet.
Hey, we got a person that bought that. They've taken out the mobile. It's not completely taken out. It's in the process.
I saw that, yeah.
And they're going to, I was talking to the owner today. They're hoping, I think she said by April, they've signed a contract to build the new mobile. It was supposed to be able to come in here by April.
Okay.
And there'll be another double wide.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, one step at a time, you know, but basically we're going to take it out, but he's not going to reconstruct the ground because he's planning on putting something in.
Right. Well, he's going to take the driveway out because it's not going to fit the new mobile. Yeah, so that's going to be redone. And that's the one we had trouble with the easement on the right-hand side of the property as you look at it. And the city's going to vote on that next week. They have to vote on it twice. They've already voted on it once and approved the easement to be rescinded. And all it is the formality of doing it the next week. So.
Yeah, I think with our park, we have to do some reassessment of some of the easements. Anyway, also, are you getting good cooperation between the owners and the people that are putting in? Are they cooperating pretty well with you now?
Oh, a lot better than the one up on Holiday Park.
Well,
No,
I mean just – nobody's trying to sneak something in anymore. They stay. Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great.
Thank and the one on Blossom, I know, is like 15.9 inches wide from side to side. But if you measure the roof line, it gives you your 16 feet. And this is common practice in our type of with the mobile homes and with motor homes. Yeah. If you look at the motorhome brochures, you'll see somebody's got a 34-footer. Take the tape measure to it, it's 33.9.
And they add the tongue in when they're pulling it around.
But the other one is the similar model is a 34, so everybody's trying to keep their models the same. That's what's happening with the mobile homes, too, the trailers.
How about that complaint that we addressed this morning? Was that all done?
The house is all painted. Yes, yeah. We had a complaint today on Moonlight because we don't have a color chart anymore. And the only thing we do have is you're not supposed to paint some wild, you know, chartreuse, whatever, or, you know, fluorescent orange. And we had a homeowner call, so I went over and checked it. And they were in the process of going to paint the whole thing. So I called Rick to come over because, you know, we didn't have an ACC meeting, so we couldn't talk it between us. So I went to the head. And he came over and discussed it. And it's the same color as the house next door, except for the house next door is probably 5 years faded. And it looks nice. It's complete now, except for the trim. They're going to do the trim tomorrow.
It's a little bright right now, but give it a year.
Right. It'll calm down.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody got anything else?
Anybody got comments in the...
I'd like to thank you for all the hard work you're doing. I know that following up with all the installation and the rip downs of the homes is a lot of work. And it takes a lot of dedication, and I appreciate what you guys have been doing. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. And, it's not just me and my wife, Karen. It's the rest of the crew. Like Rick said, it's the whole crew to make the orchestra work. And it's not just the guys that are on the committee. It's a lot of the wives that are pitching in, doing some of the paperwork to get this process complete. And we're almost done.
And,
thank
Ron,
you.
And Ron, before you sit, I have a question.
What? No, I just was going to... And let's really, we got the fine system, but let's keep pushing the fact that we're just trying to keep the park up and keep people, in compliance. That way everybody's happy and we can keep the park, do your part as a good neighbor.
And we're getting a lot of complaints, a lot of compliments on the different, either the one that got rolled up or the one who didn't on how the park is looking. and they're all really, you know, positive compliments, and it's nice to hear. You got a few in every group. You got a few that don't want to comply. Well, that's their problem. They'll comply one way or the other. So,
all right, Ron. There's a chain going across on Blossom. I heard a lot of complaints about it, and I heard it was illegal to have that up.
It's not supposed to be up. The board, I believe, about a year and a half ago voted on it to take that chain down. It goes into the green area by the just the other side of the canal on Blossom where the ditch is. It stops the golf carts from going into the green area and the people walking their dogs.
It looks like a road when the chain wasn't there.
Right.
And that was the reason they were trying to not restrict the access, just restrict the golf carts and let it get the grass growing like it is now again.
But the board voted on taking it down about a year and a half ago, and it hasn't been down. So, I mean, I haven't looked it up in the records. I can't tell you for, you know, definite, but I believe if you look in your records, it is supposed to come down.
Well, it's, yeah. Man, I just don't understand why people drive golf carts all over to the point where they make a road. We put a nice driveway in back to the back pond. I call it a driveway, just so that the lawns didn't get beat up. But then on the other hand, I don't see any rules that say you can't drive it in on the green area.
Well, you know, common sense. You know, I drove tractor trailer into a landfill for 40 years. You don't drive in the same spot the other guy did.
Yeah.
Exactly. You space your tracks. You level out the whole area. And on a rainy day, you stay the heck out of there. I mean, it's just common sense. Okay. That's what lacks a lot of times here.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Steve Ambrose again, 241 Blossom. That chain was put up a few years ago when Anita, that did a lot of things in the park. She was 90-plus years old, and she turned in there by mistake and rolled her golf cart down into the ditch. And after that is when the chain was put up so people wouldn't do that. She was 90-plus years old, and she just sort of lost her bearings or something.
Yeah.
And that's the reason the chain went up.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, Ron and you know, I want to say with Bruce and all of his help and all the team that he worked with, y'all did a real good job. And Bruce, don't lose any more hair over this. You did a good job, and take it.
We thank you.
Yeah. Okay, HPPOA report. No?
We have a report or anything?
Want to you say don't anything? Have a report? I was told to put it on the agenda. And
all it is an opportunity balanced. For them to. They aren't required.
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. The last of the spaghetti dinner tickets are on sale tomorrow. And just to remind everybody that the block captains have started, they are not anywhere near done. And anybody that bought a ticket starting in October or bought a membership starting in October, they will get their phone directories delivered to them soon, hopefully.
Yeah, and I understand it's my wife's phone number in the book, not mine. So thank you.
Can I make a complaint? They put my phone number in there correctly.
Yeah. I don't mean to bring up a negative, but so I just would like some clarification on the fence or the chain on Blossom. Are we just going to kind of let that fly around, or?
I think it should come down.
I will take direction from the board, whichever direction you want to go with it.
It's against the rules, and I guess my feelings is it's against the rules.
My concern would be that, again, if we have a liability there, that it's a road close to a ditch, I don't know.
Why isn't it put up a side of the ditch, not across the road? Doesn't make any sense.
And, you know, if
it's kind of stupid.
put up signs, caution.
There you go. What else can
something,
you do?
But
anybody can.
It's either that or the board has to make a decision to allow that chain to be there, and I don't think it's right.
Right. So, it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Public comments.
Come down.
So we're taking it down?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's taken down.
Okay. So the direction is to put up caution signs and take the chain link down.
Yes.
Does that need a vote?
I would assume that when they put it up there, I know assumptions is not a good thing to do. Okay. Public comments.
Okay, now we're taking the chain link down, and what are we doing with the rest?
That's just taking the chain down.
Taking the chain
down. That's it? Okay. Nat Regas, 409 Holiday. I drew up this little letter to address the board so I'd keep on task. Members of the board, I wish to express my anger as to what was said at the previous meeting. There was a round discussion regarding my letter of intent to join the board brought forth some very disturbing statements. I was not here to defend myself from a malicious insinuation. Mr. Brooks, it is sad that you base your opinion on me serving on the board upon 13 people who said I caused problems. I had hoped you would make your own judgment once you got to know me, not what some people tell you. If they told you to jump off the clubhouse roof because they want you to, would you? No, you wouldn't. You said you had nothing against me, but you've shown that you don't make your own decisions. Sadly, I would have liked to work with you and the other board members. And as for you, Terry, your statement saying we don't need alcoholics, drug addicts, or people with bad attitudes on the board, you all don't need the headache. That's what you said. You, sir, made a very slanderous statement which encompassed discussion regarding my letter of intent. You not only insulted me, but you insulted all the residents of this park with that insinuation. You don't know me or my character or anything about me. But one thing for sure is that you stooped very low in the gutter when you made that derogatory statement. You ought to join the Mean Girls Club because you sure would fit in. My family and friends know me and love me, and I'm quite happy with that. I won't stoop that low to tell you what I think of you. I have no respect for you any longer.
And then I have one other thing that I didn't bring up, is you ran for election, general election, and you only received 40% of the votes. I didn't bring that up because I didn't want to offend you.
Sharon Schmidt, 1055 Sunflower. With respect to Annette's statement, I'm very sorry that you were hurt. There were several of us here, without mentioning names, that felt that the person who had submitted the letter of intent should be given the opportunity. Not everyone in this room thought poorly. Thank you.
Anybody else? You can go on whatever you want. This is public comments.
Any comment?
Joan Ocanero, 1180 Floral Court. I'm really concerned about the fact that we charge $100,000 a month on a credit card. I'd be concerned if we charge $60,000 a month. But knowing that we charge that, one of my questions is, I'm wondering if we pay that in full every month?
Real quick, yes, we do pay it in full, and we charge as much as we can because it gives us a 2% kickback on everything we spend. And we are basically getting $500 a month or more back from the credit card company for what we spend, so that helps our income.
I noticed.
And we do pay it off. Yeah. No, there's no charge ever carried.
Okay, so you don't get any additional interest or anything. Because
no.
You said in December there was only 73,000 in in expenses, and then you said we charged $100,000.
No, I said our card that TD Bank gives us says we, in order to not get charged for using it, we need to charge $50,000 a month. If we want some money back, we got to charge $100,000 a month. And so, like I said, our problem is they only gave us a limit of $60,000 a month.
And they don't
use that one at all. We use my personal credit card, as we have in for the last 50 years. It's always been either the president, the chairman, or a treasurer, because banks do not give us a card for our park. They will only give it to somebody who has a personal name on it. And that's why we worked for about 2.5 years, and we did get a card that is a corporate card, but it's so ridiculous to use it, we can't. I mean, it's just not going to work.
Well, as long as you pay it off every month. Yeah. I mean, that.
And we use it, like, we're real good stewards of the fact of keeping it paid off. And like I say, we're getting now that we get the best return on a bank from that as anything, because we only get like $62 from TD Bank. And sometimes because of our charges, they even make us pay. That's why I'm looking at some of the charges they get to see if we can, because as a corporate account, they charge us so much per check. They charge us so much for deposit. They charge us so much for each separate deposit. And so there's about 9 or 10 charges. And I'm going through that. Before, I really didn't worry too much about it because we were always making some money. But this last year, once we took out the sidewalk stuff, our account dropped down and they started charging us. So that's what I'm working on. And we're back into where that's where I've asked for a bigger percentage. I've talked to some of the executives there and seen what we can get. Now, like I say, the credit card, right now we're not using it. But if we don't charge, if we start using it and don't use $50,000, they're going to charge us for using it, not give us anything. So, I mean, and then I call them and they call me 4 days later back. So,
all right.
Keith, when you say that your credit card, that's the one that's assigned to you as a treasurer, or is that your?
No, that's assigned as me as my bank account.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened. That's what every other. That's what every other one has had, every treasurer before me.
That's what I went through when I was treasurer at the other park.
Yeah.
So that's what you do.
Yep, please.
Hey, keep up the good work.
Mike Johnson, 166 Holiday Park, and this is the easiest question you'll have all evening. But my lawn has a lot of weeds, and my neighbors is weeds mostly. Have they ever considered there are people that do our lawn service, maybe spraying with the weed or fertilizing the lawns to help do that as part of the package. I know people have pets and are allergic to those things, but.
We have that option in the contract. So if that's something the board wants to look at, we can review the contract. They do offer the services for weeding, palm tree trimming, et cetera. We just went with the straight mow, a weed whack and blow off. So, but those services are offered and available with Flawless.
Yeah, that, I don't know. It'd probably be too complicated to do it this way, but, you know, who would want it? Who wouldn't want it? And some people cut their own grass, I know, out there.
Well, I think that would be something that you would individually contact Flawless for. If it was worth their while, maybe they'd give you all a break.
Oh, so if you contacted them, maybe they'd.
Sure.
$15 will do it for you.
Sure.
On your residence.
Okay. I don't see why not. Sure.
All right. Thanks.
I know when we talked to them, when they first started in, they offered the contract of the fact that if they got the contract, they would do personal in the park while they were there. I mean, and maybe so that is a good option to, if you want some extra care, work out with them personally.
Ma'am.
I'm Greta Fisk, 1100 Keystone. I've been here a while, but I haven't been able to get very involved recently. The credit card issue that I'm just learning about, didn't know there was a park credit card. Is there an accounting given on what's the card used for each month, or
it goes to the bookkeeper, and she puts everything in the report. And
so
it's
everybody in the park is allowed to see that every month.
The treasurer's report, yes.
Well, no, yeah, it wasn't in our treasury
it
report.
It does become public record.
What are y'all using a card
for? The statements are in the office. I don't know if you.
I think what she's asking is, well, because we get such a good return on using the card, we definitely use it for the big cable bill, which is about $19,000 or $20,000 a month. That's our Spectrum bill. It pays for your basic cable. So they accept the credit card for that payment. We have automatic pay with all of the FPL accounts. Those are paid with the credit card.
No, they're taken straight out of the bank.
Okay, excuse me. Those are automatic withdrawal. But the other, I believe the other Spectrum accounts are paid with the credit card.
All the Spectrum accounts, anybody that will accept the card, we use it because we want the 2%.
So I want to say we may average between $30,000 and $35,000 per month.
No, not make it.
So those are just all auto pays.
That's what
to certain accounts.
No, no, no.
That's what the card is for.
We use it now for Home Depot because of the return that we're getting. It's we get a better, like Keith was saying, sometimes $400 or $500 per month because we pay it off every month. We try to use it for the.
I understand the benefit of using the card. I'm asking what it's used for. Is
pretty
there
much
an
what
accounting
we just,
of who's using it and what it's been used for?
Oh, absolutely.
Or do y'all do that once every 6 months? Where
every
you come
day.
In and, no, I mean to the people in the park.
Basically, she's asking if there's an audit of it.
Correct. Yes, because I've been here for 6 years and I wasn't aware that there was a Holiday Park credit card. Didn't know that.
I
haven't been able to come to meetings.
No, no,
so
no.
That's what
that's
I'm
okay.
saying.
That's
is
all right.
I did
and these
not
are
know.
These are really good
it's
questions.
It's a valid question, and I just
these
want to
are,
know.
No,
if
these are really good questions, and I'm glad you're asking. Yeah. And we
so
try to use it for as many of the large purchases
right?
that we have.
Okay.
It makes it easier with bookkeeping as well. Instant, like we used the Home Depot, we used the Visa card because we get a better. We don't pay interest. And we get money back on it. So,
okay, so that's the TD.
Come on in tomorrow.
The
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah,
No, that's not the TD.
That's not the TD. That's my card, but I don't use my card. I personally turned it over to the office. They get the statement every month. That statement goes every week to the bookkeeper. She puts it in the treasurer's report, but it's just like any other bill. It's like our FPL bills and whatever.
So those are all on your card.
Yeah.
Which is the parks card.
Which I have nothing to do with anymore other than watch it.
Okay. Anybody in the park can actually say,
let me see
the credit card statement
of what we
bought this month on this
every
card.
Month at the end of the month, we get our statement for the credit card. Not only do we have our statement from the credit card, but we have a tally that we keep for just the credit card, that our administrative assistant does, as well as our bookkeeper. So as well as our treasurer and our assistant treasurer. So everybody looks at it. And make sure that, and then we also have a sign out sheet that's double checked
and every
signed, initialed, everything.
And
so
every statement
purchase that's not just a normal utility bill has to be approved
absolutely
by the whole board before the card is used.
And the statement, every time it's used, the statements are attached to the back of the bill is attached to the back of the statement.
Okay. So is that something that's online with all the documents?
No. That's in the office. That's bookkeeping.
So you just go to the office and say people want an accounting, right?
What do you want from it?
What do you want? Well, I'm just curious if it's available because I didn't know it existed.
She wants to know.
An accounting. A basic accounting of where the money's going, just like we get in the treasurer
it's
report.
All it is asking is like, I want to see all the FPL bills.
No. I mean, what is the card used for each month? That's all. Yeah. Just like we get our own personal card.
Yeah, right. I think I just explained it. We use it for the definites that we use it for.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's
Spectrum. I just wanted to know. It is something that any property owner can
You want to see one of the statements?
That's if somebody wanted to.
Yeah.
Come on in. Come on in.
Stop at the office. Stop at the office.
Yeah, come on in, and I'll sit down with you if you'd like.
Got nothing to hide.
Thank you. I just did not know.
There is no Dunkin' Donuts on
there. These are good questions.
Yeah, I just didn't know.
I mean, we do have a card, Home Depot. We have a card with Home Depot in this, but we don't use it anymore because they don't give us anything back.
Right. Right. I mean, I get the whole cash back into your account, and it's, so, you know, paying with the card is better than writing a check.
So you will stop in, make arrangements to look at one in the office, and if they don't show, call me.
All right.
But I know they will.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sam, you got something to say?
What is their problem?
I have no. Sam Aloisio, 112 Holiday Park. What happens, this is your personal credit card, and the only thing it's used for is this park. What happens, you get voted off the board?
You find a new treasurer with a card with a big limit.
So what do we do with your credit card then?
Give it back to me. It's in my name.
Why would we use a personal credit card for
it? Because we have to use a personal credit card from somebody. And as treasurer, I can watch the card.
We can't get a credit. I mean, we can't do this with our own credit card through the park.
Last year, when I first started here, we used Kendra Bender's. Kendra Bender was treasurer for a few years. And it struck me funny, Sam, but that's the way these things work. I tried to get an account with Office Depot, which we use all the time for our office supplies. They said, yeah, sure. They wanted my social security number. They wanted all of my personal information. And I said, no. So that's why we use that credit card for those purchases with these big companies.
And we did get a card in our name. That's that TD card I was just explaining, where we have to spend $50,000 a month.
I understand that.
That's the only way they would give it to
again, us. Again, my question is, if you were to get vote off the board, now you take your credit card with you, put it in your pocket, you're going. Until we can find somebody else, what do we do?
Well, you would probably use mine.
Have to write checks.
Can't write checks or use
them. I think it's a joke is what I think it is.
Hey, if you can come up with a better solution, we're all ears.
We can get a debit card in our name, in the corporate name, but guess what? Debit cards have no security. If somebody takes your money, you don't get it back.
Yep. And the same thing happened to me when I lived in the other park, and I for a year was a treasurer, which I couldn't wait to give up. I could not get a card in the park's name. It had to be in my name. So,
different subject. Karen Foot, 214 Halliday Park. I'd like to request, because we have so many new people in the park and we get stopped every single day, if we could please update our website and bring it up to date weekly of what's going on in the park. People aren't on our Facebook page, and we actually don't have a park Facebook page. So I don't give them that information. I give them the website to go to. And if you go to the first page of that website, it says the pool is closed. The card room is closed. Everything's still closed for COVID. And the first page tells you that. So
what
we have to change.
What website are you referring to, Karen?
Holiday Park.
For?
It's website for the park.
HolidayParkFlorida.com.
So we need to change that.
I didn't know. And
I would be glad to do it with a webmaster and put something on there every single week telling us what's open, what's closed, what's...
I apologize. I take full responsibility. It'll be done tomorrow, I promise.
Yeah. It's been 2.5 years and it has not been touched.
Well, we know that.
But like I said, I volunteer to do it if we need to do it.
Okay. I brought it up earlier and said that I mentioned the COVID problem, that we would be looking at procedures. And that's part of looking at procedures. Yeah. Apparently it fell through the cracks, and
but
I appreciate
like to
your
add,
offer. And we'll,
I'd like to add some more stuff to it so they know what's going on in the park, because if they're not on anything, they don't know where to go. Yeah. And like I said, we've probably got 100 new people in our park this year.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion.
You know, so if we could do that. Yeah, and then again, Rick, on the complaints, we just remind everybody they have to be in writing. Quit stopping us on the road and saying, my neighbor's got this wrong. This house is purple. This house is green. There's 5,000 dogs in the park now.
Don't do it. If it's not in writing, they aren't going to do it.
And signed.
And we all know Karen can tell them to put it in writing.
Yes. Put it in writing.
Am I right,
it's got to be signed. Thank you.
Sam Aloisi at 112 Holiday Park. I had one other question that I forgot to ask.
Sam, can you step forward a little more?
If we have $1,007,000 in the bank and we can't get a credit card for ourselves to do what we're doing with your credit card, we have $1,007,000 in the bank.
You could.
Yeah, you can't as a corporation, no. We got a corporation card and we have that much in the bank, but then they got this fee and that fee and you got charged so much. They're not going to give you, you've had it. They've been trying it for 50 years and it's always been with somebody's name and they've tried it many times.
And when you do get in the corporate name, they want so much for it, charges and everything.
They charge
else.
You for everything.
I know we're kind of poor in the park, but it doesn't make sense to me to have that kind of money in the bank and we can't get a card that we can work with.
Chairman? Chairman, could I? They allow, can I ask, say something?
Sure.
With our personal account, as I understand, Keith, you get cash back, 2%. So it's $500 or $600 a month of free money. But they won't offer us that on a corporate card unless we spend at least $50,000 a month, or maybe not at all.
$100,000.
And then
what
they want.
For the cash back.
They want to couple us with another property.
Right. So they treat individuals differently than, and so that's why treasurers have used their card. And then they don't touch it while it's being used by the park.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. For at least 10 years that I know, we've used personal credit cards by the treasurers because we can't get corporate cards. We cannot deal with the banks. We tried it with SunTrust years ago, and they wouldn't do nothing. Right, Keith? They wouldn't do nothing either. Don't ask me why everything is stupid in this country when you deal with a bank, but it's the way it is.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you. Go on. Can we hear? Are we all done?
Yeah, I think so.
Can I hear a motion?
No, trustee comment.
Second motion.
I'm sorry, trustee comment.
Shit.
Cookie chat.
Mark,
you moved spots.
All right, trustee comments?
Yes.
I think Karen Foote had a great idea with that website, and I think that it could be added in there. As far as the complaints, to say if you have a complaint, it needs to be written, filled out on the form, signed, and turned into the office. It can be right on that site.
Yeah, that sounds good. I agree. We need to have an upgrade on it. I think we'll look into it.
The other thing is, last week in the comments, some things were said that were probably insensitive, maybe discriminatory and inflammatory. We as board members, and I know, and we're probably all going to make this mistake where we make a comment or say something that after the meeting, we're going to say, gosh, I wish I wouldn't have said that. I wish I would have just kept my mouth shut. I think we all have to keep in mind and be mindful of the audience that we are always speaking to. And again, we want them to respect us. We need to respect them. That's my comment.
Okay.
I think there's a one more.
Now what?
Yeah, I thought we were in the...
I guess we haven't moved on.
Yeah, we'll have...
Sharon Schmidt, 1055 Sunflower. With respect to the statement that Karen made about the website, I don't know if it's already in there or not because I haven't looked at it. But if there could be an activities sheet Like, for instance, the spaghetti dinner we're having. If it was on the website, maybe more people would be, you know, more people would be, at least the newer people might be interested. So if we're going to have an event going on, if it's on the website, it'll reach people that maybe aren't aware of it now. Okay? Thank you.
I think it's on there, actually.
Okay. I don't know. But, I haven't looked.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. I couldn't find the COVID, and I looked at it for weeks. So.
I know. That's
Carol?
After due consideration and days with long nights of deep thought, I have decided to ask a few questions of our new board chairman and our district manager. But before I do, I would like to make it known that this has nothing to do with how the board has been set up and the fact that I am not the chairman of the board, because that I did not join this board to become the chairman. Prior to the reorganizational meeting, I was told by several residents that the reason that the new bylaw change was being presented was to prevent me from becoming the chairman of the board. They told me that our district manager, Cherie Morris, hates me and stated that she could not work with me if I was seated as the chairman. I thought it to be rather strange, as Ms. Morris and I have always seemed to work well together. Then after the reorganizational meeting took place and the manner in which the board refused to seat a resident on the board, even when there was an open seat to be filled, I began to question the statements that the residents had made. However, shortly after that meeting took place, the new chairman approached me and told me that the reason I was not placed as chairman, and I quote, I had 13 residents approach me and tell me that day did not want me to be the chairman because they were afraid of my partner, Wayne, end quote. He also stated to me that I knew that Karen Allen had enough votes to garnish the position as first vice chairman. Then in our January 10th, 2022 meeting, in which the residents at the park questioned why we still did not fill that vacancy, the board chairman once again stated the same explanation that he had had 13 residents speak to him and tell him not to place Ms. Regas on the board for various reasons. At the same time, Mr. Steinmann made the comment that he did not want an alcoholic or a drunk working on the board. My questions and concerns are as follows. One, if the board is allowing our district manager to tell them who to place on the board or who to place in the seats on the board, then it becomes how to operate the board, then this is totally against the direction of the state statutes. She works for the park and the residents of the park and should be under the guidance of the board, not the other way around. She has no say-so whatsoever in who sits on the board as a trustee or who sits in the seats as chairman or regardless of what. My second question is that if the new chairman is allowing 13 residents to influence his decisions as to what board member sits here or what board member sits where, what's the representation of the other 1,000-plus residents of the park? Regardless of the answer to the two previous issues, it appears that the entire board, outside of Mark Boda and myself, may have spoke amongst themselves to decide how to fill the chairs of the board and who to place on it and who not to place on it, and that is against the Florida Sunshine Laws. So as you can see, it appears that this board has some issues that must be addressed, regardless of whether we like it or not. I'm not asking for anything more than to get to the bottom of these issues. I feel the residents have the right to know what is going on. We have the right to a board of trustees that we can trust to conduct the business of the park within the laws and guidelines set forth in the Florida state statutes and the Sunshine Laws. I have in my hand my letter of resignation that I am prepared to turn in right now if you, the residents, feel that I have not represented you to the best of my ability. So I'm asking you, here and now, if you think that I've acted on behalf of this board, I will continue to sit here and to work on your behalf. If you feel that I have failed you in any way, then my letter will be turned in tonight. Either way, I will respect your choice. If you want me to remain on the board, then I will gladly do so, and I will work with the people that are sitting here. But I think we, the residents of this park, need an explanation from our district manager as to whether her statements were made or if the resident that said these statements to me is lying, then we need to have it clarified because these kinds of things only cause hard feelings amongst the board and amongst the residents. And if we are allowing 13 residents to tell us as a board what to do, then we are failing you as the park. Time and time again, I have heard full transparency is very important to the residents. Total communication and openness with the residents, hearing the residents' voices, is what this board should be doing. And I don't think that we're following those guidelines. If we are in breach of the Sunshine Laws, then we all should be held accountable. I don't like to bring this up, but I feel that I had no choice. Again, I don't want to lose my position on this board. I love working with each and every one of you, and I didn't join this board to become a best friend of anybody. But I'm asking you to give me your opinion. If you think I've done a poor job, then my letter will be submitted tonight because it is prepared. Lastly, and while I'm making full transparency, I would like to make a little note and a thank you to a particular person, whether this was in wrongdoing or not. Mr. Vincent called me shortly after our last meeting and offered a plant to me out of his concern because of my emotional state at the last meeting when my nephew had just passed away and we were talking about COVID. I wanted to thank you, Mr. Vincent, for that thought. It was very gracious and very kind. However, that plant has been returned to Mr. Vincent because I did not want anyone to think that I was showing any sign of impropriety to the board. It has nothing to do with him as an individual. It has everything to do with me, and I want you to know that I am not going to be bribed as it could be construed as in any form or fashion. I apologize for that, but my letter is here, but I am asking the people of the park.
Yes.
I'd like to say something. And Carol, you and I don't see the eye with everybody, but I certainly don't influence the board. I've enjoyed working with you. I enjoy everything. I mean, again, we don't see the eye to eye on everything, but whoever told you that, it's totally false. Totally false. I look forward to working with you on Spectrum, on the pool. I think you have so much to offer, and I learned things from you that was totally wrong and so it's not true whatsoever. I heard a rumor that you may be resigning, and I shuddered. I really felt bad. I really did, and I still do. And whoever said that, shame on you. I'm here to work for the park, and whoever is on the board, I will work with and for them. And that's the God's honest truth. I swear on my children. And I don't do it, Annette. Okay. Don't. Please. And I mean this. All right. And that's the truth that's coming straight from my heart and from me as a businesswoman and running this park.
Sharon Schmidt, 1055. So there can be no doubt. Can we have a show of hands of who wants Carol to stay?
I don't think you have to worry about it. Okay. Everybody wants
just so there shouldn't be any doubt.
I just wanted to make one quick comment here. Carol, the reason I wanted you to be secretary, because I looked at all the other candidates we had for secretary, and you by far outdo all the rest of us in that. That's where your talent really is. You do super, super job as the secretary and doing that. And looking into stuff, you do it. And to me, that's where you're the most valuable. And that's, I appreciate that.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I've worked with Carol. She's a hardworking person for this park. And I'm glad the people in this park, all of them, almost every single person, just raised their hand, Carol. You stay on the board. But I want to say one other thing, and I've said it several times at this microphone. This division, this backbiting crap, this junk on Facebook is destroying this park. Let's stop it.
I want to thank you all for standing up for me. It means more than words can say. I love working with you, and I'm not accusing anyone of doing anything wrong, but I think if we're going to have the transparency that this park needs, it starts with us. And if we can't be honest with one another, then we definitely can't be honest with you. And I hope that, having said what I said, that you all are willing to continue to work with me and we have that open communication with everyone here.
I know I am. I plan on relying.
We all know, Carol, how much we appreciate you and how organized and
name,
efficient
please.
And how smoothly you speak. Rick, you don't speak so smoothly sometimes, but you're the chairman. You're going to grow into this position, and you, I think, in these meetings you've had so far, you've been pretty amazing. The fact that we've had this stage one of things for every single trustee, and they reported on it, I appreciate that. That is amazing. Carol, your organization, as a secretary previous, I can tell you it's going to take a lot. You're good at it. And you need to stay there and don't think it's the demotion that rumor has it you thought it was. Again, rumor has it. But I also would like to say, just because there are like-mindedness people does not mean the sunshine law was broken. Either you're for someone or you're against someone, or at least not supporting them. Does not mean everyone else had a conversation about that. Because in the same way, it could be said, you and Mark discussed that you were going to present this up and say what you did. That you set up Sharon to come up and open that conversation up so that it could happen. All I'm saying is things get dropped. And I've had it done. Mark's done it to me before when I was sitting here. Every one of us here. The what word do I want to use? You've like dropped misinformation, not you, but misinformation. Words planted in front of a group, whether it's true or not, becomes rampant weeds in this park. I can tell you, Cherie has spoken to me specifically about you. She respects you. She has never once said she hated you to me. I can personally say that. So let's just be careful. The negativeness that's brought up in front of this microphone, it's weeds. It's just weeds. We don't want to grow more weeds. Let's give a helping hand up, not a slap in the face.
I agree.
Mark, you have any comment?
Not at this time.
I do.
Okay, thank you.
I do. I'd like to explain, just because I didn't get to really tell Carol, but when we moved in the park, I had kept a Christmas cactus. That was my mother's for about 30 years. And every Christmas, we lost her 4 years ago. And for four Christmases, it blooms like crazy. And it brings me a lot of joy. And not only did she lose her nephew on January 3rd, but it was the anniversary of the loss of her husband, which she told me about. And it really hit me. And I had saved pieces that fell off during the move and they were growing into a pretty healthy plant. And I looked at it all week and thought, darn, I'd like to give somebody this plant. I had offered it to my daughter, but she thinks she's got a black thumb, so she wouldn't take it. So I offered it to Carol, and it wasn't like a bribe. It was just something that I thought every holiday season might bring her a little joy like my mom's does for me. And I was sad to see it back on my doorstep the next day after my wife and I delivered it. But I think the whole park would understand if you ended up keeping it. You know, it's not a gift. It's a bereavement gift, if anything. I think those might be allowed. You know, but
And I think the world of you, Carol. You were the first trustee I met, and you've always made a real powerful impression on me. And the park is so lucky to have you. I'm going to change the subject. I have a couple of points to make, and I want to make them quick because it's getting late. I want to thank Carol for her research on the fine system. And I might ask Bruce to consider that maybe – if it's unenforceable, it might be similar to the owner in good standing stuff that they got rid of. The good committee got rid of all that unenforceable stuff. So maybe these fines are similar. I don't know. I don't claim to know, but I'm sure Bruce wants to do what's best. And if he finds that, hey, we can't enforce them, then why even have them, you know? So anyway, on a very minor thing. A resident asked me something that came up a couple months ago about the counting of the laundry money that is done by a couple of, by Cherie and her assistant in the office. And it didn't, that wasn't a good enough answer for the resident and a few of her friends. So I said, hey, I have a nice solution. We got two treasurers. Why don't we have one of them observe the counting of the money? And And I asked, would that satisfy all the residents that this little bit of cash that's counted once or twice, once a month or something, that's one loose end we can just put to rest. Let's ask a treasurer to oversee. And as far as Annette's application goes, I have to be honest. Annette's been in this park 15 times longer than me, and yet I'm on this board. They gave me a chance. I haven't been perfect. I've made some mistakes up here, and in my following ACC rules, actually, I've made some mistakes. So I felt bad. My wife and I thought Annette might get seated. I expected to turn and congratulate her. I feel that despite her being a very tough woman, who sometimes I wish she didn't have some of the views she has, but I feel I could work with her. And even though this board might get mad at me, be honest with you, I don't care. I would vote to give her a chance. They probably are surprised at that, but I'm just saying. Whether or not I'm on this board is up to this board.
No, you were voted on.
Whether or not I resign is up to me. Carol is not the only trustee that's been thinking about resigning. I don't need the BS, to be honest with you. I didn't move here to get this involved, and I'd rather not be on the board than to be falsely accused of saying things I didn't say in a meeting or be yelled at and told I'm lying when I'm not. It's the last thing I would do. I'd rather be dead than lie, and I'm going to remain on the board as long as the board will have me, and I've been asked to not give up. So I'm not going to tonight. But if people who happen to be on boards want to yell at me, I'm not going to stay silent anymore. I'm not going to take being yelled at, accused of being of lying. My honesty is the only thing. That's the best part of my personality. And if you're going to accuse me of being a liar, you may as well shoot me.
You need to wrap it up, Gary.
I'm done.
Your time's up.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you. Gary, I would gladly take that.
You will take it back?
Thanks so much.
I just didn't want anybody to think that we're doing something wrong because I looked at the photos and I'm like, no gifts.
I know. Oh, and in the next 6 months, if you transplant it, it's going to triple in size by next Christmas.
Thank you.